Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho delisted the gray wolf a few years ago, but this decision could affect states where wolf numbers haven't recovered, like Colorado. That state actually has wolf reintroduction on its ballot this year. The Center for Western Priorities says the delisting shows the federal government isn't listening to concerns from citizens or scientists. Aaron Weiss works with the center, and he says they analyzed a randomized sampling of 1,000 public comments online and found that less than 2% were in favor of delisting.
Despite that overwhelming, nearly unanimous support for protecting the wolf, the Trump administration went ahead anyway and is removing those protections.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service contends that states should be the ones to decide how to manage wolves and that the animal's recovery is sufficient to delist, even if that recovery isn't in every state. The Center for Biological Diversity intends to challenge the rule in court. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.